Gilg Tú, Gilg Jé, as Gilg Ferach.
Showed you Clan Gael as Pavilion Cor Fajmo Eriwolu. My name is Robert Cutin Carswell, Robert of Carslach.
Did he ever hear tell of old Bobby Bob?
This programme is called Clan Gael, in which you'll hear something of Gilg, the Manx Gaelic, Chinia na Mera, the mother tongue of Elian Vanin, the Isle of Man. As Bannacht and Dhúrich, Bishop Mark Hildersley and his household were disturbed early one morning by the thundering of cannon, and he and his household became eyewitnesses to a sea battle fought off Jerby Head, on which they stood to observe the scene. She did dewi sant and hidle mi vart, shen de grey denain la felie cochonal trishnu patrunach of retin, David. As ma saw hir cho tashin gin bretnach ren skriw skilen, sechilg. And we'll be celebrating Dydd Dewi Sant, St. David's Day, in music this time. As we've also got a maritime theme, we'll link them both in this song, Harbour Diogel, Peaceful Haven. Tashu geishjach rish radio vanin, stashun rashun, skelyena wash dulish elin vanin.
Baby.
Arbor Diogel, perhaps Port of She, if Peaceful Haven is the basis of that name in Manx. Ellen Flair and Monyars. Monyars are people from Ynys Mon, the Isle of Anglesey, and members of the Monyars were here for Uncruniach some years ago. In Bishop's Court Glen is an artificial mound called Mount Aeolus. At the top of it is a stone saying that Bishop Mark Hildersley had the mound raised to celebrate the victory off Jerby Head in 1760 of three Royal Navy vessels under Commander John Elliot in his frigate HMS Aeolus over three vessels of the Royale, the French Royal Navy, under the command of François Thureau in his vessel the Maréchal de Belle-Île. Originally at the top of Mount Aeolus was the bowsprit of the Maréchal de Belle-Île and two cannon, and these had been washed ashore from the sea battle. The bowsprit rotted away, so was replaced by the commemorative stone. In the late 20th century, the two cannon were stolen, so the commemorative stone stands alone at the top of Mount Aeolus. In Kirkbride Millennium Field, there are two cannon with plaques to explain their background from the sea battle. Plus, there are odd cannon in that area used as gateposts still. The foundation of Cranstall Bridge is also said to have been a causeway constructed of cannon washed ashore from that naval encounter of 1760. Ligdon gin gon forsli alioran, skilen chil cholly, for clout jegen chesach hilgach, 3 feet blain as nigh the henna. Tan gon forsli scrut tegre, lorish J. D. Colchrach. Fogladen a kieres feed, öd reeltach na shesach ilgach. Sheelish tatnes moor, te skriwen sho, tami gultacha a lioran sho, as an uchtergi, manshir Arthur S. B. Davis. Ligdau kore rene, den favel vanerach. She bretnach dui eschen. Tashin kunyan der e bretnach mergeden eschen ren hojach a gilg vanerach a skriw, an aspet Phillips. Trechin dea, lior na pager, se gler gui ein. Sean de Manche Davis ulju na glerigen kelchach, as teer wege maasten a kummelti te lort gachlai an gler kelchach ok, ons aljen in a tui albanach, as ons de tallo vretonach, teer a vuur hier. Now what is, for many, the epitome of Welshness, if not Mavanwi, sung by a male voice choir?
Thank you.
wonderful song Mavanwy, sung by the Morriston Orpheus Choir. Te gon fáisli manse cultrach goler. Henke, shentagre A.S.B. Davis, henke de chorshilia Alan Vanning, sevle naichi jeg she as died. As henke in the whale rish gach mananach wa lort and gil gege tre shen. As tre roche de valierish, skriwe kunten a glare ein va courage mach ons Bulletin of Celtic Studies. Te nish kor mach an lioran shaw, as fuddy de val lioran elia ons lau, de ayrter. Ten a skeelan scoot de mai, as slurden de vel meisje Davis leden in sich as achtel ons a glare gooi ein. Gin doot ta blaas ledger mananach ons na skeelan giel cholly. Chouds van mij liaid, gerouwe na rid dolly dau de hagen, le sulien maagne, na sjaan erigen ingen, ginch rechelia, skeelan jen von chedin, mor wat nin saiu risha cholach ons land fader de henna. About 50 years after the sea battle between Thuro and Eliot, Deemster Crellin came to build himself a new dwelling, and apparently used well-seasoned timbers from Thuro's vessel, the Maréchal de Belle-Île. That house is still known as Thuro Cottage. During that sea battle in 1760, François Thuro was killed. Bishop Mark Hildersley, an eyewitness to the battle, remarked that if the French naval commander had been brought into the island for funeral, then he himself would have expected to have been officiating. Well, that wasn't the case, because Thuro's body, in full dress uniform, had been wrapped into a silk carpet from his cabin, which was sewn up round him, and then his body was committed to the sea, and that was during the battle. Thuro's body was washed up on the rocky Scottish shore of Kirkmaiden. Recognising it as obviously the French commander, Sir William Maxwell had the body brought to lie in Monreith House until he arranged a proper burial in Kirkmaiden Church, with himself as chief mourner. However, the exact site in the churchyard remains unknown. Now some Welsh dance music with Ban the Betws. Thank you. Cryd de Maech, performed by Band de Betws. Dasiw geisiach rys dasiwn yn asiwn, Radio Fanning. Siodd yw Clen y Gael, Mer yn Pyn, Robert Cytyn Carswell, Robert y Carslach.
Have you heard tell of Owl Bobby Bob?
Thoreau had developed a passion for the sea at the age of about 17, but he was unlearned as a sailor. Following very short wartime adventures, he was captured on his first voyage. He was kept prisoner of war in Dover Castle. He escaped, but was advised by a French nobleman, the Maréchal de Belle-Île, to learn the skills and arts of the sea, and François Thoreau did just that, signing on at the lowest ranks on a merchant vessel and showing such great aptitude that he very soon rose up through the ranks. The Maréchal de Belle-Île proved to be very supportive of François Thoreau and financed him when he came to command a vessel of his own. At this time, the ship's papers would be showing that Thoreau was setting off, from the likes of St. Malo, perhaps, to sail up the channel, to say Dieppe, and he'd have aboard a cargo of French luxury goods. Well, unfortunately, bad weather would often disrupt his plans, and he'd suddenly find himself with a cargo of French luxury goods off the coast of, well, Ireland, for example. And this was much to the annoyance of the customs and excise men on that coast, who reckoned he was taking part in the running trade. Ligde de chulius du der manenach liai yn lioran sio. As eis girad tamismuniach, gura mai mwriau vainse Davis, son a tatnias tasiu a chordon, as na ligde yn tref ei ffodd ar os mysgriw a siw yn lyd cheddyn de sgil yn elia. Jedi colchrach, baliach asiol, yn hyd fi, naich i jeg, de jeg as daid. Mas o, sien fa gôn ffosli a lioran sgil yn chil choli. For Arthur S.B. Davis, a simus cred to S.B., ach Arthur S.B. Davis, rugit sivlein hachi jeg, cair feed as nijeg, as huri bear sivlein naichi jeg, tree feed as nijeg. For sim moreg air ulyna chingach and kelchach, modim rean regera Joseph Davidson colchrach, sachon farsley shaw, as ren art machabage, morve greir a sheen, treve screw skeel and sigilg, screw skeel and elias a gilg. As woods and clouch, dev lane the sand me. She dew and do shall tear for enema na lioran negger. Visitors to Uncruniach a few years ago were Lisa Jane and the band Ninebach. A traditional song, Ambell Hiraeth, but a band always interested in exploring new soundscapes, Nainbach. Ons Duan du Scholter, she Robert Leith Thompson renskriw Corre Rai. Echiodut, a leider vanenach, a naljoren te atmechabe der jindege skilk, de chortatnis dausen odus tiggel a glaes johanna, a stuljai dausen te jinunin gudse de gol greimori. Tammy Shigger, the be the Hulio and then, Ren and Hid Lioran a Lyai, Schluch Gedden Mach, Crate Egg, Unfair Chindain and Gaur Hir Cho. Heinus Gielen Elier Chinde as Bretnish, at Hrawed Shan Eder. Och Nish Tyne and Shaw, Skielen to the Jar of Gilgach, as an Liedok Fee Shan. Genel fissem de bechnen Shaner en Ginch skielen begiet de tjallach eichen gjauri weg kasler uschen hoek manche Davis maag se gidlior en ege. Ach, te ledden shigger is em, de rauw utsen as ne nid ons natierigen geelgach ulju gedden jaunus moer, as utsen klaschen skielen morren nen jauer, te korenem er en aljor sjo, tju en du. On one occasion, Thoreau's ship and cargo was seized off Baltimore. And despite the Maréchal de Belleisle taking the matter to ambassadorial level, the matter remained undetermined, until many years later. Thoreau returned to France to take another vessel and other cargoes. On one of his voyages, he was in Limerick, and there he met an Irish Protestant woman called Henrietta Smith. They married, and Henrietta accompanied him on his merchant navy voyages. One of the places he, probably they, visited was Peel, where Thoreau had a commercial arrangement with leading Manx merchant George Moore. There aren't any known ship's papers which refer to cargoes brought into the island and discharged by François Thoreau, so it's probable that what he came for was to take on board consignments of rum, imported by George Moore from the Caribbean, and which Thoreau took back to France. George Moore was, as a rich man of his own time, an owner of slaves, and these he usually named after people he didn't like, and thereby hangs a tale. David Ewan was one of the early people to shrug off an over-familiar surname. Here he wryly notes that among the Welsh people who often make the most noise about their Welshness are those who've actually moved out of Wales. The best Welshman is a Welshman away from home. Gorau Cymro, Cymro oddi cartref.
Mae'r ramblers ar y llwybrau, mae'r dringwyr ar y graig, diw'r hen fwthyn fach gwyn galchog, ddim yn clywed y sŵn Cymraeg. Fe brynwyd yr afon gan syndicet, a'r llyn gan foes y cwm. A lle bitan ar eilwyd lan, does heddiw ddim o'n llwch. Gorau Cymro, Cymro o'n cartref, a'n llawn hiraeth yn gwneud can. A Saeson bach yn neis o Birmingham, yn byw yng Ngwlad y Gân. Mae arwydd fforsel ar yr ysgol, ni welir y plant yn o mwy. Troed hen gapel bach salem, yn glwb dringo ers blwyddyn ei ddwy. Mae'n had a mam wedi symud i'r garej, mwyn cael gosod y tŷ. A mynd dros y ffin i Loegr draw, yw'r unig ddyfodol i mi. Gorau Cymro, Cymro'n cartref, a'n llawn hiraeth yn gwneud car. saeson bach yn neis o Birmingham yn byw yng Ngwlad I Gael. Fe wyrthwyd gwlad fy nhadau am ychydig ddarnau air. Fe wyrthwyd fy nhref cadaeth am ddyrnau dogon ffedi ffair. Mae croes o yn y bryniau bawb ond fy mhlant fy hun. Mae chwarae cenedlaethol y sy'n ymestyn I benraw llun. Gorau Cymro, Cymro I cartref a'n llawn hiraeth yn gwneud can. A Saeson bach y del o Birmingham yn byw yng Ngwlad y Gan. Ond mae cenhedlaeth newydd yn codi I ennill y tir yn ôl, I brynu'r maes a gollwyd ac I ail gyfanedd i'r ddol. Fe ddaw'r syr I fe ddaw'r tywyr a'i hoffer yn loyw lan, I godi'r muriau a chwalwyd ac ar yr eilwyd a'l gynnau'r tân. O fe ddaw'r Cymro bywyd i'r hen gan, a ffydd yn hyncau forthwylef a gobaith yn fflamau'r tân. O feddwl Cymro yn tai adref, rhaid bywyd i'r hen gan, a ffydd yn hyncau forthwylef a gobaith yn fflamau'r
Dafydd Ewan, gorau Cymro, Cymro oddi cartref. George Moore had a habit of naming slaves after people he didn't like. In general, he didn't like the town of Douglas because merchants there were thwarting his efforts to have Peel developed as the island's major ports, and so he called one of his slaves Douglas. Douglas became the major domo, or butler, in George Moore's household in Patrick. However, George Moore discovered Douglas and his cook in flagrante delicto. A good cook was hard to come by. She stayed, Douglas was sold, and who should buy Douglas from George Moore but François Thoreau? Whilst contemporary accounts record that the victory of John Eliot over François Thoreau was celebrated in Ramsey after the British squadron had towed the French vessels, including the very badly battered Maréchal de Belle-Île, into the bay on the day after the battle, and that was the 29th of February because 1760 was a leap year, it's said that there remained, among many people in the island, a feeling of sadness or regret, because they knew François Thoreau. Had war not broken out again between Britain and France, François Thoreau would no doubt have continued to visit the Isle of Man as he'd done during more peaceful times. Dashingian Corée Rai Robert Thompson, Salioran, Juan du Chalter, Verclaud Sivle Naichi Jeg, Kier Jeg has died. Tegul Air. Ach ged y fel mae eisiau Davies giri dy chortatnys ys insach nys, ta ffors rydel iege en hoel yn slaw yn sio. Te gofrycha dy afiocha, chynei yn tian glen y lywycan, ach y letterach ilgach nys. Yd fwli na letterach sien, se siochad, lior ffadja yn Aspet Phillips, yn Feibl Chasrig, Pargus Cailt, as na Carfolan. Tas yw ffag yn dyfeladwliw bent yn rys credu. Dyfeladwliw, mot y pyrt y grenis, stw dri. As dy sian dwchysach, slai credu ach fan y sian fanneri. Mae'n ach liacliw yn stw dri sio, sain dy pech eniach na diwys hun, ryd elias grws y gilg. Sio dy maen sy'n Davies sy'n rydw dy ynw, ach yn odesyn y ynw na lymacan. Sain dy fer eniach, cwnolesh. Cas Meirig is originally from the area of the kingdom of Deheged or Elmed, but she's been living in the Bala area and is the leading exponent of the Cruth, which she and Bob Evans play here, and they're joined by the hurdy-gurdy of Nigel Eaton. ¶¶ Another visitor to Inchrunia, Cas Meirig, playing the crwth there. The Jaru Stashun and Ashun Radio Vanin, as on Shaw, the Hebel Claire Nagale, Shemish Tone, Robert Cutin Carswell, Robert Carslach.
Have I heard tell of old Bobby Bob?
Tashin Square Vai Corre Rai, Robert Thompson and Shaw, Niai de Velmi Smullion de Ne Stufi Scan Choil Tone, Ach Chenelle Chitter Arthur S. B. Davis, a Shen Form Sir Claire Shaw, Ernodene Bretnach Veshen. As na chrúd yon sach ta sin chin a wúr dailia, jay dídh dewi sant. Mas o, lig dun gul ar ás gus skílan chíl choli, as ta rai rai lioris át ma chabid. Tan a quig skílan firniach sio, raiit fain vretnis yons straion na pentan, skriw Daniel Owen fóda ar da henna. Les kid kinjil vainstrin hughes is a bach, cair dídh, sailsdrin na bunlior, tan chinda a gilgach, na cor mach. Tam i ffôl iastyn ys dem maen sy'n diw yn y gael, pyrt le mwra, son cwna liam dy un o yrlw na sgilyn dyn y clawdyrn, as dem maen sy'n Iliam Radcliffe from Za, son liai na prawlyn claw. ASBD, by Colwyn, Bretyn, yn iarach, naich i jeg, deieg as daid. At the time of this sea battle, one story was that Thura was heading for the island to take George Moore hostage, either for ransom or for safe passage. In 1759, the French had been gathering a fleet of vessels to invade Britain. In October 1759, François Thura evaded the British naval blockade of Dunkirk during a very bad storm, and he slipped out into the North Sea. His sealed orders, it turned out, were to create a diversion by attacking Britain's coast, and this was to distract attention from the invasion fleet. Bit by bit, Thuro's squadron had made its way via Gothenburg in Sweden and Bergen in Norway, across the North Sea to the Faroes, then down the west coast of Scotland to the Irish coast. All the way, Thuro battled not just the elements in a not very seaworthy vessel, but he battled repeated attempts by the French aristocratic commanders of the marine forces, the soldiers on board the vessels, to undermine and overthrow Thuro's authority, because the French aristocrats bridled at having to take orders from him, a mere commoner. More visitors to Inchruniach now, the band Callan.
Bawn i meddi ar synwyr Solomon, gwna byddai'n digon y rhaid. Ac yw so hwnnw bob yn ronin, wrth i mi fynd i chwilio am rai. Mae rhai'n rhith arnig, a rhai'n felly gydig, a rhai am galwant yn digon ffwr. Cymerad y synwyr cyn fy siomi, I'm
the band Callan with The Wisdom of Solomon, or at least that was the song, Sunwir Solomon. Finally, in February of 1760, whilst revictualling in Isla, Thurow heard the news that the French Royal and the invasion fleet had been smashed in Quiberon Bay, only days after Thurow had managed to slip out of Dunkirk. Although they were severely disheartened at the news, the French decided to attack Carrickfergus in Belfast Lough, which they took and then looted. Commander John Elliot and HMS Aeolus had been driven by bad weather to Kinsale when news of Carrickfergus came through, and he ordered two other Royal Naval vessels also in Kinsale at that time to join him and sail north to hunt for Thurow. They caught the French squadron early in the morning off Jerby Head. Only the Maréchal de Belle-Île stood and fought, and was dreadfully battered. According to one French officer, Colonel Cavenagh, as the French squadron sailed out of Belfast Lough that morning, Thurow had told him that he'd had a premonition that he'd be killed that day. It's even said that Thurow was killed by grapeshot not from the British squadron, but from one of the other French vessels, which only belatedly became involved in the fray. Gian Erskilen Chilcholi, Chaustaigi Erenchit Dulyag, Erskin Enemalior Tascrut, Lioran and Tai Tui Irunen. As Cartelor Mavishu Gian Chaustaigi Juan Du Chalter, Unshen Tascrut, Lioran and Tai Tui Irugis. Er a Dulyag Kedan as Tan Rai Rai Lorishmansha Davis, Ta Re Eber Hulyag, Gosulu in the Manani Dui Shen. Te graeach er een chan gilg, te shen de grae chinien a mera alien vanning. Ten eskielen giel tjolly, chindeet lorish A.S.B. Davis, at me gavid. Ach eg tojach juen du scholter, as de skiel elie, te ginstun de velad, ernen jindeeg as a gilg vanninach, lorish, manchte Davis. Mas o eer ons een devlein shen was naichi jeg de jegers died, gus ke jegers died, fuddy de welshin fagen kochle beg ons ocean as bain and san ach van gil guller imida. Well, here's a good Welsh song for Saturday night in the pub, but it was adapted in 1984 by Benjamin Thomas from a North American song, The Old Log Cabin Home. And that's when Thomas was a Cymro Oddi Carref, as we heard earlier. In fact, in this celebration of the coming of spring, the lyrics still include a reference to the whippoorwill. This is Bob Roberts singing Molyanun.
Cer hwm yn glod, mae'r gwanwyn wedi dod, y gaeaf ar oer ni a'i teifio. Nawr coed i wisgo'i dail, a mwyniant mwyn yr hael, y gaeaf ar oer ni a'i teifio. Molian, bod yn llon, mae amser gwell iddo bod, halleluja, ac ar ôl yn tywyd drwg, Ewn awn arian fel y mwg, mae arwylio yn dymun o'r blaen a'i. Pwrdd-la-li-la, pwrdd-la-li-la, di-da-la-la, pwrdd-la-li-la, pwrdd-la-li-la, di-da-la-la. Dawr robin goch yn llon, i diwnio ar y fron, a chelio gredin i gannu. A chan glywed dwi par wyl a'r llyffantod wrth y fil o'r goed dwi gymwm i'n gwybod ni Molian nhw'n os yn llon Mae amser gwell iddo bod ha halleluja ac ar ôl y tywydd drwg ewn awn arian fel y mwg Mae arwylio yn dymunol am blaenau Pwrdd-la-li-la, pwrdd-la-li-la, dyna-la-la, pwrdd-la-li-la, dyna-la-la. Ni awn i lawr i'r dre, gwir ddedwydd fydd ein lle, cawn lawnder o ganu ac o ddawsio, a chwng peini nawn ei ddeg, o enethod glan a theg, lle mae mwyniant y byd yn disgloerio. Molian nhw'n os yn llon
amser gwerthu ddo bod halleluia. Ac ar ôl y tywydd drwg, mewn awn arian fel y mwg, mae arwyliad fi'n ôl am blaen. Lalila, fwrlalila, fwrlalila, dralala. Lalila, fwrlalila, fwrlalila, dralala.
Bob Roberts and the song Molyanun, Let Us Rejoice. Eg Jericho re rai Robert Thompson on Stu and Du Shalter, ta re regedn eg bonne gulleg, ta karn moor jint j klagen begge. Luggen skiels Jerry ta der on as en chid chabdelus feed j chid lorne regen, as lor ehabrish neboth grey, kordau de gera fina, de vode we son gera de lothrian, no de valle gera de mahai. As verums dut jere hon, gera fina shen ee. Nonna mache de raya, verum dut, na sheach ee on surgit. As dort neboth reche hab, na ligge gee, de liggins liat, erach maerachen. Francois Thoreau's wife Henrietta had given birth to a daughter, Cécile Henriette, in August of 1759, only 6 months before these events we've been looking at. Henrietta and Cécile Henriette came under the guardianship of the mayor of Paris, and François Thoreau's military pay and a pension were paid to them. In later years, Cécile Henriette took up the case of her father's ship seized off Baltimore, and she managed to get compensation for it. François Thoreau himself, though, as we heard, was killed in the sea battle off Jerby Head, which was fought on the 28th of February, 1760. Achnish Tashner Jit Gusjerach Lair Shaw, and we finish with the music of Mabon, originally a South Walian band, but which has included musicians from the island, and Jamie, of course, is in Peel now, so a suitable way, I think, to round off our celebration of Dydd Dewi Sant. Achnish was a Lair Shaw, but now from Clare na Gael, this is Robert Cutting Carswell, Robert a Carslach.
Oh, Bobby Bob.
Wishing you a very good night. Hi, I'm a Chrieriu, as Orserlie, as my Yerian shared you, will you?